Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 7th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording from Jacksonville, Florida. As expected, the US presidential election is still very close and undecided as of right now. Now, we haven't heard a lot of issues with elections and sort of internet or cyber problems. There was an isolated report that was pretty interesting about a voting machine issue. However, that one hasn't been verified. There is a video going around that shows someone trying to vote for Obama on a voting machine, but it keeps flipping back to Romney. The video kind of looks authentic, but it's not known who took it or whether or not it was taken even today. So we'll see what comes out of this, but so far little issues. Couple of websites were down, for example, the regional newspaper that broke this particular story was down, but I think this was just due to the increased interest. In particular, smaller newspapers like this, of course, don't have the resources like CNN or such. But even CNN was a little bit slow tonight at times, so even large sites have problems coping with that amount of traffic. But let's look at diaries today. And we have an interesting one from Mark Baggett. Mark is writing about a very common vulnerability that is frequently overlooked. And that's a software that takes path names and doesn't close them in quotes. It's a little bit like a command injection vulnerability, where what happens is if the path has a space in it, like for example, program files on Windows or common files, then the second half of the path is interpreted as another argument. So what may happen is that programs are getting started you don't intend to start, or parameters are getting passed to programs that you didn't intend to pass. Now, Mark came up with a pretty neat trick to figure out what causes this problem, and starts all out with creating a little program. He uses Calculator, and just copy it to your root C directory on Windows and rename it into program.exe and documents.exe, which then of course will just be the other half or the first half of the path, and that executable will then be executed whenever a program forgets to properly enclose a path in quotes. Once you see Calculator all of a sudden start up, then you can use WMIC to figure out how it was started and figure out what's the vulnerable program. So pretty interesting trick, and certainly I would recommend that you create those copies of Calculator as program and documents.exe and just see what happens, and maybe then notify vendors of these vulnerabilities to hopefully get them eliminated. But well, let's see what else we have in the news. There's an interesting paper by researchers at the University of North Carolina, RSA, and University of Wisconsin. Now, this paper describes a side channel attack against virtual machines. Usually, we assume that virtual machines running on the same host are isolated from each other, but we all know the truth is they share resources. For example, the CPU, they use the same memory. So what these researchers found is that they can learn about what's going on in another virtual machine running on the same host. Part of this is that all virtual machines use the same CPU. And how fast a CPU executes codes depends on what it did just before it executed your code. There are certain optimizations that go on in modern CPUs that will essentially try to make your code go faster if Similar problems were already solved in the recent past. Using this effect, these researchers were able to learn more about other machines running on the same host. In particular, they were able to extract encryption keys from the other host. Now, the attack is pretty sophisticated, point out. It's not an easy attack. I doubt it will work in sort of massive cloud environments, but certainly something that appears to be feasible in smaller virtual machine setups where you don't have too much noise from other virtual machines. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.